Gerald Ryan, now as we start looking towards Saturday. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to seeing these races. I contacted Sean Patterson out there at Rose Hill this morning. He told me there hadn't been any rain for the last 24 hours. The track is a heavy eight, but he did say we're going to get some wind up today and hopefully it'll just make some slow improvement.
Oh, I hope so, but we'll need the wind because, it's been cold and fine days and all that, but it's not real great drying weather at this time of the year.
Yeah, no, there's no strength in the sun at all. Deploy, I was a little bit surprised when I saw it there. I must admit I didn't know what you were doing, but you've nominated for the Civic Stakes on Saturday?
Yeah, he's only had the two runs back and he come out of the Stradbroke as good as gold, so that race is sitting near his home track and a bit of giving the ground to help him and we'll go and see what weight they give him, I suppose, when they come out later today, but he's bright and well and he's good and worked good this morning.
As you say, he's only had the two runs. What came out of the Stradbroke run to your eye, Gerald?
Well, he was travelling 600 metres from home and he's in amongst horses, which is something he's not a lover of. And he was following home the Brave and he couldn't quicken and he got held up behind it. But, when the run came, the run was in front of him. It was probably going too quick for him. And, when he's out of contention, Brenton just set up on him and he finished down the track. Yeah.
Exactly. It was just one of those runs. He does like getting outside horses though, doesn't he?
He does. He's won all his races either leading or outside the leader or sitting wide. So he does like to have a bit of room and get his head down and travel. Yeah.
Rain affected track that wouldn't normally hinder him.
No. He's won on it. He's won on. Right through the heavy, so he's performed on it. So, no, I would prefer giving the ground than being a hard track on it for him, yeah.
Yep, understand. The other one's Harper's Choice, who had a bit of a freshen up after its last run and had a trial the other day. You're looking towards running him as well on a heavy track, or what sort of track we get?
Yeah, he'll run on the heavies. He'll have... He knocked a leg. He was going to run at Randwick a couple of weeks ago in a mile race, but he knocked a leg, so we had to back off him. But he's trialled good last week, and he's come out of it good, and he's going well. But 1350 be too short for him. It's a long time since he ran in a 1350-metre race, and he'll have this race and then another 1400 in a fortnight, and then he'll run in the Eremine over 2,000 metres on the 19th of June. Yeah.
Yeah, the 20th of July, I think.
July, 20th
of July. So, just build him up and get there. But at least they're both walking into tracks that they're going to appreciate anyway.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, he appreciates it. So he'll be right, whatever he does today, he's going to improve.
Destiny's Own's not far away from winning another race. It's just knocking on the door, isn't it?
Yeah, he's very honest, little horse. I think he's been in the first four at 13 of his 16 starts or something. He's very honest with Lewis, and he's going to be 4.5 weeks between runs after he ran second race at 1600 metre race at Warwick Farm. So we gave him that race in the 1300 where he hit the line really, really well.
Yeah.
And I was very happy with him. He's done well since. Getting back to 1500, it's going to suit him. Yeah.
I was just going to bring, you've obviously felt that he just needed that run between the two, and you just love the way he finished off.
Well, we had a choice, You could either trial him on the Tuesday here, like we'd be Harper's Choice, or run him on the Saturday. Well, he went around on the Saturday and picked up $12,000, so that was certainly a lot better than trialing.
Yep. Peace of Mind's a filly for Sun Bloodstock, another one that's only lightly raced, but just continues to put herself in races.
She does. She's an honest little thing, not over big. But she's a lot harder than what she's been running against. And she'll appreciate the journey, but whether she gets a run or not, she's way down. She's way down in the... weight. So whether she gets around, if she doesn't get around here, she'll go to either Newcastle Saturday or Gosford next Tuesday.
Okay, we'll wait and see what happens when the fields come out tomorrow. And the other one, just to get an update for our listeners, was Tango Rain. Were you a lot happier the other day running on that soft ground?
Yeah, he was a lot better the other day. You know, he's on his last chance to do something. So he was a lot better the other day, and it was good. I think his last three best runs have all been here at Rose Hill. And he's done well since. He's going to carry no weight on Saturday with Cathy O'Hara riding. He's only going to carry 52.5, and what tracks no fears for him. So, he'll run well. He'll take a bit of catching. Yeah.
Yep, understand. That's Tango Rain. Just before I let you go, we're asking trainers around their spring horses. Most of them are sort of starting to come back in, if not been back in for a couple of weeks. Fortress Command, you've got a couple of rising three-year-olds. I watched the replay of the Champagne this morning behind Castel Vecchio, who was dominant winning that day, but this horse, Fortress Command, didn't shirk the issue late back on the inside.
No, he raced up pace, and I think that race rated nearly the best TR race of the season because of the sectionals and the times and that they went, and he stuck to his guns really good and run fourth. And of course, got a lot of time for. He'd done 4 weeks pre-train down at Limitless Lodge, and he come back into the stables yesterday. Looks really well, really strengthened up, and looks well, and can around this morning see if he hadn't been away from the place.
So getting to a mile at the end of that autumn, I mean, is he a natural miler, or do you think you get a little bit further? What do you think at this stage?
I think he'll get further. I do reckon. He'll come back, he'll be aiming towards the championship stakes and that a mile and a quarter. But on his form, I think on the way his racing pattern and the way he is, I think he'll get out to, you know, mile and a quarter. Yep. Might even get to be a Derby horse in the autumn, you know.
And I know, you know, where you rode him in that Champagne, but do you think he's even just a bit better settling midfield and sort of finishing off, or is he going to be a bit of an on-pacer?
No, I think he's better settling back and yep, building up into it like he was when he won at Wyong first up in Newcastle, and then ran third here in the Group 3 race at Rose Hill. You know, he got back in the field first those days and we put yep, blinkers on him, which may have been the wrong thing to do. Decide whether, as you go along, whether we'll leave them on or take them off, you know.
Yep, understand. The other one was Villamai, the two-year-old filly, rising three, obviously, and the Percy Sykes run behind Anna Heed, she tried her heart out.
Oh, she did. She rode very well, and she's grown. She's been back in a week. She'd done 4 weeks at Limitless and been back here a week, and she's grown, and she's a lot taller, like David Rafale saw for the first time since she's been back in work this morning. Couldn't believe how tall she's got. But she's a nice filly. She was terrific first up. The form out of the race was good. Was dead set no good on a wet track. And then bounced back. She went a month between runs. Then ran really well in the Percy Sykes. But she'll come back, a lot of time for her, and I think she can. Hopefully she can measure up better fillies in the spring.
And is she, you ran her in shorter trips, what do you think in the spring will suit her?
Oh, she might get a mile. She might get yep, up to a mile, but I think she's more 12, 1400 middle shit.
Yeah, understand. All right, there's a couple that we'll keep an eye on over the next few months in Fortress Command and Villamai. I should have checked, Gerald, you got anything running at Hawkesbury?
Yeah, I've got two in Andrew, got race five, Kiss and Tell, race six. Fast Train. Yeah.
What about those on heavy?
We'll find out today.
You're not too sure?
Nah, not too sure. Nah. They haven't been really on it. Fast Train's had been on soft ground and he hasn't been at his best, in it, but it could have been to the end of his, at his end of his tether. Yep. He could have been at the end of his preparation. But he's been 6 weeks of train runs now, so he's got a run. He did trial good on the heavy track here last week. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll watch that then.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gerald. Good luck with the week ahead.
Okay.